Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I am your host, Catherine Colleen, and today we are talking about manifesting struggle, swimming against your river, which is the best way to put it. So we already know that we can manifest things, right? Which is to say that your thoughts create your reality, and that you can simply by thinking about what you want and feeling what it would like, what it would be like to actually have that or experience that, you can bring people and places and things and jobs and situations, etc., into your life. And we've been over that. If you're new to the podcast, go back and check that out because there were a lot of important warnings in that on how to do it right. So then why does it sometimes not work? Right? Why is sometimes you try this and it just doesn't work? And a lot of people will think, oh, it's because I'm new to this and I just kind of don't know what I'm doing yet or I need practice. Yeah, sometimes it's just kind of because you need practice. More likely, if it's not working, it's because you need consistency to be doing it every day. But sometimes it is because the universe makes an effort to deliver on what you ask for, but sometimes it might try to stop you for your own good. So we can sometimes start thinking about the universe as just this delivery mechanism, right? It's the Amazon of our lives, and it'll deliver whatever we ask it for. Ultimately, yes, it will, even if what you ask for is not good for you. And we've talked about that before. But you'll find that if you're asking for something that is counter to your purpose, whether you know your purpose or not, you will struggle. This will be a struggle for you. And if you ask for something that is massively counter to your purpose, then you may find the universe trying to block it completely. Now, whether you call it the universe, you call it God, you call it Allah, I don't care. The power that is, that which fulfills prayers, requests, manifestations, etc., may try to block you completely. And the key is to recognize struggle, recognize that you're struggling and trying to ask for this, it's just not happening. And trust it. Trust the block. So if what you're trying to do is just not going your way, consider that it might be because this isn't good for you. And it can be really, really hard to understand why that's not good for you sometimes. So let me give you some examples. Let's suppose you're really trying to get this job at this company and you've tried really, really hard at it, but it just doesn't seem to be working out. Delay after delay after delay, and it feels like a struggle. This is a sign that you and this company and this job are not meant to be. Let me give you another example. Well, let me go back to the job thing first. This is not meant to work out. For some reason, this job is not where you need to be. And it's hard to trust that, but you've got to trust that. And the delays, when the universe puts a delay on something, it's usually to give you an opportunity to go find the right thing and to not do the wrong one. So you really have to trust what's going on there. This can be the same in relationships. Let's suppose that you meet someone and then you try to, end up in the same city together and it's just not working out. And it just feels like a struggle to try to make that happen. The universe is trying to tell you something, that this is not the right person for you. And especially in relationships, it can be really, really hard to accept that. To say that maybe this isn't the right thing. Now, if you push the issue, then eventually the universe will let you have what you want. And with it, will be an enormous, very hard lesson that you need to learn. And it's a lesson that you could spend years in suffering trying to get through your thick skull. But that's kind of how it operates. That's kind of how it works. So the key is to recognize struggle and trust the block. Trust that the universe will try to block you from anything that would destroy your purpose entirely. But it'll also try to nudge you away from or make it kind of hard to do anything that is in any way counter to your purpose. Now, this can be really hard if you don't actually know what your purpose is yet. There'll be another podcast on that you can look up different ways to figure out what your purpose is. But if you see this struggle, if you see this block, trust that this is just not it. Now, that is not to say that the most purposeful path of your life will come without challenge, or will just come easily and just happen overnight and without effort. It may take effort, because that may be the lesson you need to learn. It may be a challenge, because that may be what you need. But it won't be a struggle. And that's the big difference. So that's the key. So if you're struggling, you need to recognize that fact, accept it, and let go of what you were trying to do. The universe is trying to tell you that particular relationship, that particular job, that particular school, whatever, is not good for you and will take you off of your path. And it can be really, really hard to see why. You've just got to kind of trust that the universe knows what it's doing. So ultimately, if you continue to struggle and you continue to insist that you want it, the universe may eventually begrudgingly deliver, and it will set you up to learn a really hard lesson. People, places, things, and experiences that will forward you along your path towards fulfilling your purpose will come easily. That doesn't mean quickly or without effort, but it will not feel like a struggle. It may just feel like effort. And being mindful of what you're asking for and why you're asking for it and how the pursuit of it feels, you can make the best choices and get to your purpose and a fulfilling life much faster. So that's the really important point. So to recap, when you're trying to bring something into your life, I don't care if it's people, places, things, experiences, jobs, whatever, make the effort. Number one, don't sit back and be lazy about it. Make the effort, do the task, do what needs to be done, and reflect consistently, right? As you consistently take time to feel what it would be like to have that thing, reflect on how this journey feels to get it, right? As you make the effort, how does it feel? Does it feel like effort? Does it feel like challenge? Or does it feel like struggle? And that's a really subtle difference between challenge and struggle. But learn to recognize that. And when you sense that you are struggling to make something happen, trust that the universe has your best life and your best purpose for you and is trying to get you there and is shaking its head as to why you don't see it. But that's what's really important. So recognize when you're swimming against your river. Recognize that you're not going to get anywhere. Let go and just flow with it. And so a big one that I see a lot of people struggle with is relationships. And this is a really, really hard one. Usually if the universe is trying to block you from a job, it'll just make sure that you don't get it, right? That one doesn't work out. And some other one does work out, and that one works out pretty easily. not without you necessarily having to recognize it, but relationships are a place where the universe has a very hard time stopping you. If you are intent on seeing this person and ultimately making this wrong choice, it's very hard for the universe to stop you. It will try to do subtle things, like make it challenging for you to be located near each other, or, you know, an increase in the number of fights or something like that. And you have to really recognize that and stop that one for yourself. Relationships should not be struggle. They should not be work. They take effort. They take long-term committed relationships. Certainly take thinking and some planning. But it shouldn't feel like struggle, and it shouldn't feel like a chore. You shouldn't hear the words coming out of your mouth something like, well, I want to see if I can make this work with so-and-so. Yikes. Those words shouldn't be happening. It should just work. It shouldn't be, I want to see if I can make this work. That's just not, no. And now sometimes on a much more subtle note, the universe may not be trying to block you per se. It may be trying to slow you down, which is a little bit different, right? So it might not be saying, no, please don't do this. It might be saying, please don't do this right now, which is a little bit different. But regardless, your reaction should be the same, to back off and not necessarily pursue that thing right now. So this is a little bit easier way to look at relationships. So if a relationship seems like a struggle, I just would not make the next move yet, at a minimum. I actually would think seriously about it and maybe get out of it, kind of depending on the situation. But at a minimum, pause. Don't get married. Don't have kids. Whatever the next step is, just wait. And things may change. And you just don't know what. But recognize that struggle. So this all gets a lot easier. And a question I often get is, well, what if you know your purpose? That's awesome. And that's great. And you may know what you think is your purpose. And if it really is your purpose, things will happen to accelerate you towards that end very rapidly and very easily, although not without effort, right? And so that's one way to know if you're actually on the right track towards your purpose. So if your activity feels like a struggle, this is not an activity that is in line with your purpose. And if your efforts in a particular, you know, activities in a particular industry or genre of jobs seem to come pretty easily, then that's a good sign that you're on the right track. Now there's some additional subtlety here. Sometimes you have to be prepared for your purpose. Sometimes there are maybe skills you need to develop before you're really going to be ready to actually carry out your purpose. And life will guide you towards that end, the development of those skills. So it may guide you towards other jobs that allow you to develop those skills. Or experiences that allow you to develop the skills that you're going to need to carry out your ultimate purpose. And we can tend to confuse those jobs and those activities with our actual purpose, when what they might be is just developing a skill set you're going to need for your actual purpose. It's just very, very hard to know for certain what your purpose is. You can, if you work on it, get to that point. And what it's going to look like is sort of refining your purpose down. And again, we're going to talk more about that in another podcast. We're going to talk about five different methods. That's very clickbaity, but I actually found five completely different methods for figuring out what your purpose is. And I recommend doing them all. So we'll talk about that in another podcast. So go look for that. I find that over the course of life, it's more of a refining and evolving. You know, you kind of try to target in a certain area and then narrow down to exactly what it is you think you're supposed to be doing. But looking for whether or not I'm struggling to bring something into my life or to do something is a huge, huge signpost for me as to whether or not I'm on the right track. I don't want my life to be a struggle. I like effort, I like challenge, but I am not interested in struggle. So this is something that I use and that has really helped me get on the right track. And I hope it helps you too. So that's enough for today. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time. As usual, you can send your questions to questions@koabd.com. And I look forward to answering those for you in the next podcast. Sometimes I just answer them right back in the email. But either way, send them on in, and I am so happy to help. Talk to you soon.